Chair now recognizes the gentleman from Massachusetts, Mr. Capuano.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Stump. I want to thank you particularly for doing something here today that no other person has been able to do in the last 4 years. You have brought true bipartisanship to Congress. We're all together on this. We are not happy. The last few minutes, they've been running a graphic in the back, and my colleague went through some of them. But I think it's important to know what some of the other things you have done, what they were. They weren't just fines. You screwed student loan holders, credit unions, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, mortgage holders, African Americans, Hispanics, healthcare workers, on and on and on. And by the way, I understand this isn't material. Just 5 months ago, you paid $1.2 billion in a fine. This is only 15% of that. Nah. Who cares? We'll pretend to be sorry. We'll fire some workers, and we'll get through this. You know where I heard that before? The guys who ran Enron. The guys who ran Arthur Anderson. Thought the same thing. We're not your problem. We can't criminally prosecute you. You can keep, hell, you're your own boss. You are the CEO and the chairman. Hold yourself to accountability. Oh, my God, you've been bad. Oh, no, you haven't. That's ridiculous. Your problem is coming. It's not today. You think today's tough? It's coming. When the prosecutors get a hold of you, you're going to have a lot of fun. So I want to thank you for that. And I want to ask you, you got the graphic up here. Do you know this guy? See, I'm not a real good researcher. I'm not a prosecutor. This is simple internet research. That's all I'm capable of doing. Google it. Wells Fargo. Boom. Whole bunch of stuff shoves up. This is Mr. Robert Holmes, who apparently robbed your bank in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. He did not use a weapon. He got caught. They got all the money back. He's in jail as we speak on a $750,000 bail. You, on the other hand, have run an enterprise that has a culture of corruption. You encourage subordinates to abuse existing customers by opening fake bank accounts. You charge those victims illegal fees, interest, and late charges. And then you send some of them to collection agencies because they didn't pay them. Then you fired 5,300 workers, as if you care, to cover everybody's tracks. In my opinion, you and your entire leadership team are clearly and unequivocally guilty of at least conspiracy to commit fraud, conspiracy to commit identity theft, clearly racketeering, which is something a lot of my friends know something about, and probably a dozen other crimes. Only simple question. What the heck's the difference between you and Mr. Holmes? Why shouldn't you be in jail? He didn't use a gun. You got the money back. I understand that his arraignment, he said he was sorry. What's the difference? Why shouldn't you be in jail right along with Mr. Holmes?
Congressman, I think that when you do something unethical or dishonest, which I've tried to exercise my duties as leader and our senior leadership team.
You haven't done a real good job. You've had 16 violations in 5 years. That's a good job. This is a minor fine. You've had a lot of – this is only the seventh largest fine you've had. You've had six others that are a lot bigger. That's a good job. I guess I forgot. You're the one judging yourself because you're also the chairman of the board. I actually think I'm the greatest congressman in the history of the world. I should be speaker, president, and maybe emperor of the world. That's my judgment of myself. Sound good to you?
There's no question that we've done things that we need to improve on, and we've paid fines, and we're trying to get better on every one
so
of our businesses.
If Mr. Holmes pays a little fine, you know, a few bucks based on the amount of money he stole and the victims he had, You think he should be let out and have no criminal record.
Again, being dishonest and breaking the law is something very
different. Oh, so it's not breaking the law, stealing my identity and opening an account that I didn't ask for.
And our culture is about not doing that. We train for that not to happen.
I don't know how much kind of a culture.
Time,
you have 16 violations, 5,300 employees that you say did it.
Time of the gentleman has expired.